And we're going to get 3 inches of rain out of this, right?
I hope so, but I doubt it.
Yeah. My brother just had cattle shipped in yesterday. And
yeah. Well, that's why I'm late. We had a load of cattle. They supposed to be on 1:30.
They weren't,
so it's a little bit...
It happens. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sir, what year did you graduate high school?
1966.
Okay. And where do you live?
I live in Liberty Township in Clark County.
Okay. Now, these questions are just a springboard. Mm-hmm. We're trying to find out as much as we can about how ranching has changed in Clark mm-hmm. County since like the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And you said before that you came here in 47?
Well, my father and grandfather, they bought the original ranch where I live. It was called the Eastman Ranch at that time. They bought it in 1947 in the fall. I was born in the fall of 1948. So that's...
So your family came from Ford County?
Yes.
Originally?
Yeah. Dad and my grandfather and father, none of them ever moved and lived in Clark County. They lived in Buckland and in Spurville, northeast Ford County, mm-hmm. in that area. And then how far back you want to go?
Well, let's stay with your Clark County
okay.
story, if
All
you
right.
don't mind.
Okay.
So you're the first generation that's lived in Clark County?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, on a permanent basis, yes.
Okay. Has your family always ranched or run cattle?
Yes.
Did you farm on the side?
Yes.
Okay. What types of crops did you raise?
Well, mostly we're talking Clark County. Okay, well, in Clark County we've raised... alfalfa, wheat, corn, soybeans,
okay.
and Milo. I guess we've had Milo for a while.
Are you raising to farm or are you raising to feed animals?
Feed animals, mostly.
Okay. What breed of cattle do you usually run?
We run They bought our original cow herd in 1952, this Hereford cattle out of Colorado. And then starting in probably the 70s, we began a slow switch over to Angus. And then in late 1980s, we switched strictly to using Angus bulls. And we're strictly Angus at this point.
What prompted the switch?
Our gardeners, basically, when Mark, we bought bulls before from Henry, off and on, not strictly, and then Mark, when the EPDs come out and stuff after he got out of college, he sat down and we tried a lot of different cattle on heifers. You know, we did Longhorns, Jerseys. Anything for calving ease, and with the EPDs, we visited with him extensively on that, and we decided we would try it. And after about 2 years of that, we were pretty well sold on the EPDs and the way to do that. So we began to switch strictly to Angus. All the other breeds failed to recognize it as quick as the Angus breed did. So they were a good 10 to 15 years behind them before they all kind of woke up and began to look at EPDs and such things.
Tell us what EPD means.
Expected progeny difference. It's a system I can't probably really totally explain. You better ask Mark. Basically it allows you through information provided by breeders and commercial and seed stock breeders both to be put in a database, which gives you an idea of, this is just a rough deal of it, that the probability of calving ease, different traits in an animal, this has been expanded from what it originally started for them. But of course our main goal then was the calving ease, and it certainly worked there. and it continues to, we've expanded different things we look at now, but it's...
What do you look for now?
What? Mainly you look for carcass, a lot of carcass data. You're trying to provide an animal that will be a great eating experience. I don't know if you... going back to when I got out of college in 1970, the per capita consumption of beef in the U.S. began a steady decline from the late 60s all the way to about the mid-90s, actually late 90s. We're losing
market.
And they come out, well, they had tenderness tests. They had all kinds of tests about animals for an eating experience, because a person would go to a restaurant and he'd have a good eating experience, then he'd have a poor eating experience. So there's no consistency. The hog and chicken people began all this even ahead of the cattle. So we kept losing market share there, which at that time was mostly domestic U.S. type market. And then we, so that went on. We kept, there was, it would take a full afternoon to go through all that with you, but the, anyway, that's what the EPDs did. It allowed you to give a consistent product that could be proven. And when they had, when they began to come back carcass data in the mid-90s, then I think that's when they, a group of ranchers formed U.S. Premium Beef. And Mark was on that. My brother, he was on that original deal too, and original board. And that's what they're trying to do, is find a market that they could do. By this time, we're into exports. And National Beef, who is the fourth largest nation or beef packer in the U.S. at that time, still, they're the fourth largest, but they're, compared to their kill to the two largest, it's like nothing. So they were always fighting for position, you know, because they had to combat, they had to bid against those people and develop their own markets. Go ahead, or if you need. That's all right.